Hello and welcome to The Untold Truth. You know, the reason that we are going to do this, and by the way, this is just our introduction, have you ever noticed before that you may have been in a Bible study or you may have been in a church service and you have more questions than you receive answers? Does it ever seem to you like what time you've spent? You may be a constant churchgoer. You may have grown up in church. You may have never been to church. But for those especially that have been, have you ever noticed that it seems like so often to you, the churches spend most of their time on the same stories and the same verses again and again and again? It seems like sometimes that they spend all of their time referring to the same 30 or 50 verses again and again throughout the entire year and the same stories and the same lessons constantly that leave you with a feeling like you're supposed to have faith and believe it even though you have more questions than you're getting answers to. Does that ever seem to be the case, or they leave you so many times going over things quickly, and you just kind of have to just take it at face value rather than it actually answering your questions? Well, that's one of the things we're going to be doing with The Untold Truth, is actually diving deep into the Scriptures and showing you the things that you're not being taught and that you're not being shown. Let me, if you will, give you an example of that. I'm going to read a verse to you that most of you have heard many times throughout your life, been familiar with, and either taken it upon yourself to assume or it being given to you with an assumption as to what it means. And I'm going to show you the difference between what you're told and what it actually means. Okay? This is just one among so many things that are in the Scriptures that are not being told or not being read or taught. Let me give you an example. This verse in particular, or these verses in particular I'm speaking of, I'm going to read to you right now, is just an example of what we'll be doing so often. In Matthew 24, verse 3, it starts off with Jesus, after he's been teaching, his disciples come to him. And they said, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Now, most of you have heard that all your life many times over. And you've been told by preachers and people giving lessons and evangelists left and right saying, that's right, toward the end of days, as it's been taught to us, there'll be a lot of people claiming to be Christ. There'll be a lot of people like it. There'll be people like it, Jim Jones and that David Koresh fella claiming to be Jesus. And that fulfills the prophecies. But that's not what it says. Let's look at it again real quick. Watch out that no one deceives you. There's your warning. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Well, here's a question for you. Whose name did Jesus come in? He didn't come in his own name, did he? In fact, he said several times, for I come in the name of the Father. Did he not? Well, here, if he was saying that people will come claiming to be Christ, he wouldn't have started it saying, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, would they? Wouldn't someone claiming to be Jesus claiming to be the Christ, would they not claim to come in the name of God and not in Jesus' name? Interesting point. But here's the other one that really sets it and makes it clear. Most people are not aware that the word there, Christ, in that verse, and throughout the New Testament, as a matter of fact, the Greek word for Christ doesn't mean the Anointed One or the Messiah or the Jesus, the Christ. But what it means is very simple, anointed. The word Christ in Greek means anointed, not the Anointed or the Messiah or the Anointed One, but simply anointed. So let's read it again, shall we? Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Anointed,' and will deceive many." Sounds different now, doesn't it? Changing nothing in the verse whatsoever, but making it clear, he wasn't talking about people coming claiming to be Jesus or claiming to be him or claiming to be the Christ or the Messiah. But rather yet, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Anointed and will deceive many. Many preachers, evangelists, and people who claim to be men of God, men and women of God for that matter, claiming to come in Jesus' name and claiming to be anointed. It's clear, isn't it? It makes it very clear and very distinctive. But instead, people read over it real fast and just assume. It's being taught left and right, this and many other things. Just grazing over it and taking things with assumption and face value with a completely wrong definition. This is what we're going to do at The Untold Truth, and we ask that you continue to look through the videos and to actually come along with us on a journey as we go in and we actually see what the scriptures say. Because I promise you, it's going to be a revelation. And it's going to be something that completely turns your thoughts and your life around. We hope you'll continue to be with us, and we look forward to it. God bless you all. Y'all have a great day.